Shikshakar teacher tells, the good teacher explains, a superior teacher demonstrates, and a great teacher inspires. Words of wisdom from William Arthur Ward, which sets the pace for our special session this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Sairam, dear listeners, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai, right here in the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Chandu Vijay, and this is Love to Love. Well, here is a live update from God's abode of love and peace for all of you. Prashanti Nilayam is currently a hive of activity as devotees from numerous countries are starting to pour in for the grand Guru Purnima celebrations that take place next week. We also have youth from Zone 4 countries in Prashanti Nilayam for their Spiritual Showers Youth Camp happening in the Purnachandra Hall. So it is a special time to be here in Prashanti Nilayam, and as we all are looking forward to celebrating this special day next week on the 22nd of July, it is only right to also understand what is Guru Purnima. Well, the easiest answer would be a day dedicated to the Guru who guards and guides all of us in our daily lives. Well, some may even say it is a day to honor all the gurus in our lives, and that too is a correct answer. Now, let us ask Swami what Guru Purnima really is. In his divine discourse delivered on the Guru Purnima of 1956, Swami simplifies the meaning of Guru for us. Swami says, the Guru is called so because the letter Gu signifies Gunatita, one who has transcended the three gunas or qualities, the tamasic, rajasic, and even the sattvic. The letter ru signifies one who is rupa varjita, one who has grasped the formless aspect of Godhead. The guru destroys the illusion and sheds light. His presence is cool and comforting. That is why this day, a Purnami or a full moon day, is allotted for paying due honor to the Guru. Moreover, moon is the presiding deity of the mind, and Purnami is the day on which the mind has become fully beneficent. So before we seek anything from the Guru, of course, we must know what we have lost so that we can start the search to recover it. So what is it that we have lost? Now, before we talk about what we should really seek from the Guru, here are two enchanting songs.
Jaya Jaya Mahadeva, Shambho Sadashiva, Asrita Mandara, Shruti Shikhar Sanchara, Neelakandhara Deva, Dina Bandhava Rava, Nanu Gavara. Neelakandhara Deva, Dina Bandhava Rava, Nanu Gavara. Satya Sundara Swami, Nitya Nirmala Pahi. Satya Sundara Swami, Nitya Nirmala Pahi. Neelakandhara Deva, Dina Bandhava Rara, Nanu Gavara. Anya Daivamu Koluva, Anya Daivamu Goluva, నిదుపాదము విడువా దర్శనము నీరా మంగళాంగా గంగా ధరా నీలకంధరా దేవా దీన బాంధవారా ననుగావరా దేహియన వరములిడు దాన గుణ సీమా పాహియన్నను మొక్కులిడు పరంధామా నీమమున నీ దివ్య నామ సంస్మరణ ఏ మరక సేయుదును భవతాపహరణ నీ దయామయ దృష్టి దురితమ్ములారా భవకృపా వృష్టి నా వాంచలీడేరా కరుణించు పరమేశ దరహాస భాసా హర హర మహాదేవ కైలాసవాసా కైలాసవాసా పాలలోచననాదు మురవిని దాలిని భూనవయా నాగభూషణ నన్ను గావగ జాగును సేయకయా కనుల విందుగ భక్తవత్సల కావగ రామయ్యా కనుల విందుగ భక్తవత్సల కావగ రామయ్యా ప్రేమ మీద నీదు భక్తుని మాటను నిలుపవయా ప్రేమ మీద నీదు భక్తుని మాటను నిలుపవయా శంకరా శివ శంకరా అభయంకరా విజయంకరా శంకరా శివ శంకరా అభయంకరా విజయంకరా
కణమున నిండియున్న సజయ హృదయ మధుర మోహన ఘన శ్యామ సుందర సాయి ఆనంద ప్రదాయి మాందాలా
So earlier we were listening to Swami's words on what Guru Purnima really means. He finishes the description by saying that we must know what we have lost so that we may start on the search to find it again. So what is it that we have lost? Is it control over our minds? Or is it finding our relationship with God? Or is it looking for divinity in all of creation? Or simply finding out our real name? Well, if you have answered finding our real name, then you have guessed it right. Swami says, we all have forgotten our real name. We have lost the most precious part of ourselves and yet are unaware of the loss. The guru is a physician for the illness which brings about the suffering of alternate birth and death. He is an adept in the treatment needed for the cure. Now, if you do not get such a guru, pray to the Lord himself to show you the way and he will surely come to your rescue. How lucky and blessed we are then to have both the Lord and guru in one single divine embodiment. We all love as Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Swami continues to explain in another divine discourse delivered in 1980 that the guru removes the fault in the vision and destroys the darkness of ignorance, thus reveals the Atma to the individual and subsequently makes him free. So dear listeners, we know for sure that the role of a guru plays in our lives is extremely powerful and important, and for that we offer our deepest love and gratitude to our beloved teacher, guardian and master, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Dil chahta hai ye din baar baar aaye, dil chahta hai ye din baar baar aaye, hamare sai se jo humko phir yun hi milaye, hamare sai se jo humko phir yun hi milaye. दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, ओ हो 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 हा 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 हा, ओ हो 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 हा 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 हा। हमने द्वेष भाव आज तेरे प्यार को पाया है, जिंदगी भर रहे तेरे संग एक यही अभिलाषा है, तोड़ के बंधन जात पात के ईशा और भेदभाव के, हम सब एक स्वर में गाए गीत प्यार के। दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, ओ हो चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, हमारे साई से जो हमको फिर यूं ही मिलाए, हमारे साई से जो हमको फिर यूं ही मिलाए। दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, ओ हो हो हा 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 हा, ओ हो सफल बना लो, घर के हाथ में हाथ उसके एक नया कदम बढ़ा लो, एक नया कदम बढ़ा लो, एक नया कदम बढ़ा लो, एक नव युग देखो फिर से अब आ ही रहा, जहाँ साई नाम सारा संसार गा रहा। दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए।
चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, दिल चाहता है ये दिन बार बार आए, बार बार आए, बार बार आए।
ब्रह्म मुकटे
This is Love to Love, and today we are talking about Guru Purnima and its significance. As we anticipate the grand Guru Purnima celebrations that will take place next week on Monday, the 22nd of July. Every year, Guru Purnima is celebrated in Prashanti Nilayam on a very grand scale. Devotees throng Puttaparthi from all nooks and corners of the world. Usually, most of the cultural shows are staged by little children from Balvikas. I must say I have watched many of these dramas and performances, and they do a tremendous job, sometimes even better than as adults. You know, Swami is always very pleased and happy to see his little tiny tots take center stage with so much confidence, faith and love in their presentations for him. After one such presentation during Guru Purnima celebrations of in 2004, Swami was so pleased he himself came down from the dais to bless the children of Balvikas from Mumbai, who had depicted his teachings beautifully in their well-planned and executed drama. Now, during this celebration, Swami delivered a beautiful discourse and shared a timeless message that he has taught us over and over again. Swami said, "You cannot find anything more sacred than love in this world. Today, you will find worldly and physical love everywhere, but it is difficult to find love suffused with atmic bliss. Love is not merely that which exists between two individuals at the physical level. True love is that which exists between two hearts. This divine love permeates the entire universe. Whatever I speak, it is only love. I do not know any other word. When someone converses with me lovingly, my joy knows no bounds. If people employ empty rhetoric without love to praise me, I am not pleased at all. You call me Sai with love, I will readily respond saying Oi. Any amount of prayer devoid of love cannot move me. There is nothing that can liberate you as easily as pure and selfless love. On this auspicious Guru Purnima day, love is the most precious gift I give unto you. All other gifts are useless, devoid of love."
Just as the sweet winds caress my dry heart, those tender sweet palms fill me with the warmth of your love. Tere bina jeena hai mera, tere bina jeena hai kaha.
At the break of dawn, just as the golden sun smiles,
I feel your warm presence in the midst of the morn. Where'd I be gone without your presence in my heart? Oh, 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 oh. Just as the sweet winds caress my dry heart, those tender sweet palms fill me with the warmth of your love. Tere bina jeena hai kaha, tere bina jeena hai kaha. Star of my life, you are the guiding star. In the stillness of my pining heart, I wait to hear your voice. Will I be gone without your presence in my heart? Oh, 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 oh. Just as the sweet winds caress my dry heart, those tender sweet palms fill me with the warmth of your love. Tere bina jeena hai kaha, tere bina jeena hai kaha.
Shubh కరుడు సురుచిరుడు భవహరుడు భగవంతుడెవడు కళ్యాణ గుణఘనుడు కరుణాఘనాఘనుడు ఎవడు అల్లా తత్వమున అల్లారు ముందుగ అలరారు అందాల చందుడెవడు ఆనంద నందనుడు అమృతరస చందనుడు రామచంద్ర స్ఫూర్తి ఏ మూర్తి నిర్వాణ నిజ ధర్మ సమవర్తి ఏ మూర్తి జగదేక చక్రవర్తి ఏ మూర్తి ఘనమూర్తి ఏ మూర్తి గుణకీర్తి ఏ మూర్తి అడగించు జన్మ జన్మలాతి ఆ మూర్తి ఏ మూర్తి యునుగాని రసమూర్తి ఆ మూర్తి శ్రీరామచంద్రమూర్తి
Listening to Love to Love on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I am Chandu Vijay and today we are talking about the festival of Guru Purnima. Now, in the Divine Discourse delivered on the Guru Purnima of 1985, Swami enlightens us with a story on how earning the Guru's grace can redeem our lives. Swami says, when you are given some work, you should put your heart and soul into it and do the work with the utmost sincerity and dedication to to the limit of your capacity. Now, here is his example, beautiful story as narrated by Swami. Sri Adi Shankaracharya had a number of disciples, of whom 13 were considered important. Now, of these, 4 were closest to the master. They were Hastimalika, Totaka, Suresha, and Padmapada. The first 3 chose to study the scriptures under their guru, but the last one said that he would be just happy just serving the guru. Shankara asked him what service he wanted to perform, and the disciples replied that he wanted to wash guru's clothes and have them ready for the guru next day. The 3 other disciples would ridicule him for choosing only service rather than taking advantage of guru's knowledge and learning all the scriptures. Now, Padmapada, with a lot of devotion, he would take all the guru's clothes and take them to the middle of the river so that they could be washed in the purest water available. Now, one day there was a flood and he was caught in the middle of the river. And he was not worried about losing his life, but he was greatly concerned about getting the clothes back to the guru in time. So he began rushing across the river, which was now in flood. Wherever he placed his foot, a stone lotus sprang up. Thus he got the name of Padmapada. When he brought the clothes back to the guru was so pleased with the disciple's devotion that he showered his grace on him, and immediately Padmapada became a great scholar. This is the greatness of service to the guru and the grace it can evoke from him. So if you can earn Swami's grace, then everything will be added unto you, and you will be happy here and hereafter. Whatever work is being done by you, do it with utmost sincerity.
Mama, 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 mama అనేకరూపనామిని సమస్తలోక స్వామిని ఇవ శైల బాలిక రఘుపతి పద పరమ ప్రేమ
अपने दिल की पुकार आए हैं तुझको सुनाने हाथों में आशा की ज्योति हमारे हाथों में आशा की ज्योति हमारे आए हैं दर पे तेरे सर को झुकाने अपने दिल की पुकार आए हैं तुझको सुनाने अपने दिल की पुकार आए हैं तुझको सुनाने तेरे बिन सुना लगे जग सारा तेरे बिन अपना न कोई हमारा जब से तुझको है पाया ओ साई तुझको दिल में बसाया है ओ साई जब से तुझको है पाया ओ साई तुझको दिल में बसाया है ओ साई तेरे लिए है ये जिस्म जान अपने दिल की पुकार आए हैं तुझको सुनाने अपने दिल की पुकार आए हैं तुझको सुनाने साई दी बनकर हम जगमगाएंगे और ये गीत हम सदा गुनगुनाएंगे संग तेरे रहेंगे हम ओ साई दुनिया को खुशियों से भर देंगे ओ साई संग तेरे रहेंगे हम ओ साई दुनिया को खुशियों से भर देंगे ओ साई तुझसे हमारे हैं दो जहां अपने दिल की पुकार आए हैं तुझे सुनाने अपने दिल की पुकार आए हैं तुझको सुनाने हाथों में आशा की ज्योति हमारे हाथों में आशा की ज्योति हमारे आए हैं दर पे तेरे सर को झुकाने अपने दिल की पुकार आए हैं तुझको सुनाने अपने दिल
Some people may wonder, there are so many gurus out there in the world today, and we know that there are genuine gurus and also fake ones. So the biggest worry we all have is how to differentiate and know who is real and who is not. When we have the Sadguru himself as our beloved teacher, there is nothing to worry. Swami has also addressed the same question during Guru Purnima celebrations in 1992, in which Swami said, among mankind today, there is great need for the Guru. Who is true Guru? What is the truth underlying the Guru principle? Is he the one that teaches worldly education? Is he the one who explores the properties of matter? Or is he the one who describes in detail all natural sciences? No, they are only teachers. A true Guru is the embodiment of Brahmananda or transcendental bliss, Who is this Brahmananda? Where does he exist? Swami says, this Brahmananda transcends the material, moral, religious and spiritual aspects of life. The true Guru is one who experiences the supreme bliss of Brahmananda. Who is he? None except God has the competence to experience such bliss. So when we inquire on these lines, we find that there is nothing comparable to it in the universe. All the joys of the world are imminent in that transcendental, divine, supreme bliss.
Ma jivana dharma, ma hridaya sangeetama, ma jivana dharma, ma hridaya sangeetama, ma prema pratirupama. Ni prema ma de suma ma jivana dharma ma hridaya sangeetama ma tumse pyara jag mein koi nahi hai ma mera jag mein tum bin koi nahi pyara jag mein koi nahi hai ma mera jag mein tum bin koi nahi dil mein bas jao ma prem barsao ma o mere pyare sai ma jivana dharma ma hridaya sangeetama ma prema pratirupama sai ni prema ma dele suma ma jivana dharma ma hridaya sangeetama mane memu aashinchinaamu nirakakai memu pratinchinaamu nee premane memu aashinchinaamu nirakakai memu pratinchinaamu rupama sai ni prema ma dele suma ma jivana dharma ma hridaya sangeetama.
करुणिसो रंगा करुणिसो करुणिसो रंगा करुणिसो हगलु इरुलु निन्ना हगलु इरुलु निन्ना हगलु इरुलु निन्ना स्मरण मरयरंते करुणिसो रंगा करुणिसो कृष्णा ಮಾಂಗದನಂತೆ ವ್ರತವನನಿಯೇ ಸುಕುಮಾಂಗದನಂತೆ ವ್ರತವನನಿಯೇ ಶುಕಮುನಿಯಂತೆ ಸ್ತುತಿಸಲುವರಿಯೇ ಭಗವೈರಿಯಂತೆ ದಾನವ ಮಾಡಲರಿಯೇ ದೇವಕಿಯಂತೆ ಮುತ್ತಿಸಲರಿಯೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಿಸೋ ರಂಗಾ ಕರುಣಿಸೋ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಿಸೋ ರಂಗಾ ಕರುಣಿಸೋ ಬಲಿಯಂದೆ ರಾಣವ ಕೊಡಲು ಅರಿಯನು ಬಲಿಯಂತೆ ದಾನವ ಕೊಡಲು ಅರಿಯೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಛಲವನು ಅರಿಯೇ ಪ್ರಹ್ಲಾದನಂತೆ ಒಲಿಸಲು ಅರಿಯೇ ಅರ್ಜುನನಂತೆ ಸಕಲಾಗಿ ಹಗಲು ಇರುಳು ನಿನ್ನ ಹಗಲು ಇರುಳು ನಿನ್ನ ಹಗಲು ಇರುಳು ನಿನ್ನ ಮರಣ ಮರೆಯರಂತೆ ಕರುಣಿಸೋ ರಂಗಾ
Well, after hearing so much about what Swami has revealed and imparted to us on Guru Purnima and its significance, here is a little trivia for you. Do you know that Guru Purnima is also a day that is known as Vyasa Purnima? Now, sage Vyasa was born with a great urge for spiritual upliftment and he entered into deep study and sadhana even as a child. He acquired such divine wisdom and glory that he is identified with Narayana or God himself. He stands out as the Loka Guru or world teacher, for he codified the Vedic hymns and prepared the great Vedantic text that we are familiar with as the Brahma Sutras, then commentaries on Veda Vedanta, Mahabharata, and finally the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is called Veda Vyasa because of his service to the students of the Vedas, which defied understanding since they were countless and fathomless. It is for this reason it is said, Ananto Vai Vedaha. The Vedas are limitless. Vyasa helped mankind to earn peace. Therefore, Vyasa refers to a person who has elaborated and expanded the knowledge of truth. Even Vyasa can only show you the road. You have to traverse it alone. He gives you a mantra, a sacred word or formula, which you repeat, though you may not understand its meaning. It will act as the purifier of our minds. Now, humanness is holy. It is neither mean or low. It has the status of God, though clouded and contaminated. For this faith to strike deep roots in our minds and to keep us fixed in that belief, a guru is much needed. So Vyasa is the first guru who demarcated the path and the goal. That is why he is associated with the Purnima day.
మరువలేని అనుభూతిని నాలోన లేపి విడువలేని తన రూపము నాయదలో నిలిపి మరువలేని అనుభూతిని నాలోన లేపి విడువలేని తన రూపము నాయదలో నిలిపి వింత వింత లీలలెన్నో మా కనులకు చూపి వింత వింత లీలలెన్నో నా కనులకు చూపి అంతలోని తరలినాడు నా చింతలు బావి సత్య సాయిరాం సత్య సాయిరాం సత్య సాయిరాం పాయి సత్య సాయిరాం సత్య సాయిరాం సత్య సాయిరాం సత్య సాయిరాం పాయి సత్య సాయిరాం సత్య సాయిరాం పాయి సత్య సాయిరాం సత్య సాయిరాం పాయి సత్య సాయిరాం
Oh,
हमने जीवन पाया, तुमने हमको जीना सिखाया, देकर हमको सुख की छाया, दुख का तूने भार उठाया।
Listeners, and welcome back to our Thursday afternoon session of Love to Love, where we are discussing the significance of Guru Purnima in Swami's discourses and teachings. Now here is a Chinna Katha from Swami. The little story from Bhagwan is called Guru, the Last Resort. Now an aspirant after spiritual realization went off into a jungle and was plodding across the infested region through the thick undergrowth. And suddenly he heard the angry roar of a lion. He climbed a tree to escape from the beast, but the lion saw him among the branches and started roaming round and round the tree trunk in terrific rage. Now on the tree, this man was attacked by a bear, and so he slid down the roots that descended from one of the branches of that banyan tree. Luckily for him, there were two roots hanging from that branch, so he could hang in the mid-air clinging to those roots, one in each hand. And he thought he was safe. Now suddenly he saw two rats, one white and the other black. And both these rats were eating away the base of the roots of the branches, endangering his life with every bite. While in this terrifying state, a honeycomb, which was full of sweet nectar, situated at the top of one of the branches, was leaking a few drops. And these drops were falling his way. And so the unfortunate man, he put out his tongue, hoping that he could catch few drops and that could relieve him of the stress he was going through. Unfortunately, no drop could reach where his tongue was. In desperation and terror, he finally called out to his guru. He said, "Guruji, please come and save me." Now the guru, who was passing by, heard his appeal. He ran to his devotee's rescue, slew the lion and the bear, frightened off the rats, and saved the disciple from the fear of death. He then led the man to his own ashram and taught him the path to liberation. Swami says that this is the story of each and every one of us. The world is the jungle in which we roam. Fear is the lion which drives you up the tree of samsara, your worldly activities. Anxiety is the bear that terrifies you and disturbs you in your steps in samsara. And so, you slide down into attachments and binding needs through the twin roots of hope and despair. The two rats are day and night that eat away the span of life. Meanwhile, you snatch a little joy from the sweet drops of egoism and the feeling of mine. Finding at last that the drops are trivial and out of reach, you shout in the agony of renunciation, calling on the Guru. And the Guru always appears, whether within or without, and saves you from the fear and anxiety.
Sajan more ghar aaye, Sajan more ghar aaye, Sajan more ghar aaye, Sajan Sajan more ghar aaye.
Yeah. మగసని సకాజన మోరే
సగమ భగమ భమ గసని
గణిసాజన మోరే సగమ గమ భగమ గ భమ గమ గణి గసాజన మోరే
గమ భమ గమ ని పమ భగమ గదని గసాజన మోరే
గమ భగమ పమ గమ పమ గమ గసని గసాజన మోరే
గమ భగమ భజని పమ భగమ గదసాజన మోరే
గమ పని సని సగని సని పగని పమ గమ భగమ పని సగని సని పగని పమ గమ గసాజన మోరే
సని సని సగని సని పగని సని మప గమ పమ గమ పమ గమ గజని గని సని సని సప మ ప గ గమ పమ గమ గజని గని సజన మోరే
గమ ప గమ ప గమ గ గమ మ ప ప గమ గ పమ ప స గమ సమ గమ గమ ప స ప మ గమ గమ ప గమ పని ని పని పమ పమని ని గమ గని ని గని ని గని ని గని ని గమ ప గమ గమ పని దని స గ గ ధని ధని పని స గ మ ని ధని పని ధని పని ని ని ప మ గమ పమ గమ గ ధని గ ధని స గమ ప గమ పని మ పని ద పని ద గమ గ ధని ప మ ప గమ ప గ గమ మ ప గ గమ మ ప గమ పమ గమ గ ధని గ ధని పని స జన మోరే
గరి సగ గ ధని స గమ పమ గమ పని మ ప గమ పమ గమ పని ప స ని స గ గ ధని పమ ప గమ పని స గమ పమ గ గ మగ మగ సగ సరి పమ గమ పద గమ పని మ ప గమ పమ గమ గని ద పని ద పమ ప గమ పని ప సని స గగ సని పమ గమ పని స గమ ప గమ పని సని పమ గమ పమ గమ గ సని పమ గమ గజని స పని స పమ ప గమ గ
సజన మోరే గరి
గమ పమ గమ గ ధని స పని స గమ ప గమ ప ని ధని స ని స గమ పమ గమ గ ధని ద ప ధని ద పని ధని పమ గమ పమ గమ ప గమ ప గమ ని పమ ప గమ పమ గమ గ ధని ప ధని ద ధని స పని స పమ ప గమ పమ గమ ని ని ప ప ధని పమ గమ ప ని ధని పమ గమ గ ధని స గ ధని స గమ ప గమ ప గమ పమ గ ధని మోరే
గమ భ గమ భమ గమ పని ధని 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 పని పని ధని పని దగ భగ ధని ధని పని దగ ధని భమ గమ భ గమ భ గమ భమ గమ ధని దగ ధని ధని పని ధని పని భమ భ భ గమ భ గమ భ గ గమ మ గ భ భ గ గమ మ గ భమ భ గమ భమ గమ భమ గమ స గ మ గ ధ గ ధ మ గ మ ధ మ గ మ ధ గ ధ మ ధ భ ధని ధని భమ గమ భ ధని దగ ధని ధని పని ధని భ ma ba ga ma ba ma ga ma ga 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 ma ma ba 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 ni da ni ba ma ba ga ma ba ma ga 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 ma ma ba ba ga ga ma ma ga ga ba ba ga ba ga ba ga ma ba ma ga ma ga ma ni ni ba ni ba da ni da ga da ni da ga da ni da ni ba ni da ma ni ba da ni da ga ba ga da ni da ga ba ga da ni da ni da ba ni da ba ni da ni ba ma ba ga ma ga ma ga ma ga da sa ja ga mo re ga re a
గజని సగజని సగమ పమ గమ పమ గమ పమ గ పమ ప గమ ని పమ ప గమ సని పమ గమ ని ని ప పమ ప గమ సగజని సగజని పమ పని సగజ సగమ ప గమ ప ధని ద పని సని పమ గమ సగజని స పని స పమ ప గమ పని 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 ప ధని స గజని పమ గమ పని ప ధని స గమ పమ గమ గజని ద పని సని పమ గమ ని గమ ధని సని పమ గమ పమ గమ గజని సగజని స ni sa ga ma ba ga ma ba ma ga ma ga sa ga ma ga sa ga ma ga sa sa ja na mo re ha re a
Bani 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 bani
Gama 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 gama
gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama gama sajan more ghare aa Sagama Pagama 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 Gazanisa Sagasani Pasanisa Sabama Pagama Pani Pagama
sajan more ghar sajan more ghar la
welcome back dear listeners the time in the studios is currently 3:21 p.m. and At 3:30 p.m. we will have the live Telugu segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Chari. Now before we conclude, let's revisit the Guru Purnima morning of 2011. Now this is a Guru Purnima celebration that will remain etched in every heart, as it was on this day 2 years ago Bhagwan's grand Mahasamadhi was completed and revealed for all to bask in his divine darshan once again. The morning of Guru Purnima in 2011 was a very emotional and moving one, and I can remember feeling an overwhelming gush of energy as the curtains were lifted to unveil the Mahasamadhi. Such strong presence of our Swami was felt that day, almost as if he was continuously reassuring all his children that he has not left to go anywhere, and he always, as he has always told us, he is above us, below us, in us and around us. God, our Sadguru, is closer to us than our own shadows, for God is the indweller of our hearts. So he has really not gone anywhere. In fact, it is easier than ever now to feel him and know that he is always with us. Let us hold on to these words firmly in our souls and strengthen our faith and conviction in Lord. Let us feel him in our hearts every moment of our lives and become beacons of his love and his message.
मधुबन खुशबू जीता है सागर सावन देता है जीना उसका जीना है जो आलोक जीवन देता है मधुबन खुशबू जीता है पाए तो बन के दीपक जलता चल सूरज नावल पाए तो बन के दीपक जलता चल फूल मिले जा चल प्यार दिलों को देता है अश्कों को दामन देता है जीना उसका जीना है जो लोक जीवन देता है मधुबन खुशबू देता है Yeah.
दिलों में पलती रहे, इब्रानी दिलों में पलती रहे, दिल वो दिल है जो रो तो अपनी धड़कन देता है, जीना उसका जीना है, जो रो तो जीवन देता है, मधुबन खुशबू देता है, सागर सावन देता है, जीना उसका जीना है, जो रोक जीवन देता है, मधुबन खुशबू देता है।
అందమైన అందని వేదాంతమైన అంతా నీలో ఉందన్నావు. పండితులకు పామరులకు భోగులకు వ్యాగులకు భక్తి మూలమొకటే అన్నావు. ఆది అయిన అంతమైన అందని వేదాంతమైన అంతా నీలో ఉందన్నావు. పండితులకు పామరులకు భోగులకు త్యాగులకు భక్తి మూలమొకటే అన్నావు. సహజ ధరువు పండించిన శాంతి పొలం నీవు, గురువులకే సద్గురువు.